You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. I attended a fantastic event by Letterkenny Tidy Towns, the A2 Letterkenny and Changemakers, a little over a week ago. It was the start of the Power of One campaign. This campaign strives to look at the changes one person can make and what that can do to the environment. The idea being if we all make one small change, it will lead to one collective big change. It was great, and congratulations to Jared McCormick and Eilish Kennedy who worked on organising it. We will be coming back to do a deep dive on the campaign down the line whenever the ball is rolling. Changemakers were of course in attendance, and I got chatting with Myra McAuliffe about the Sustainability Passport Initiative, which really has the same core values. We all have the power to make a simple change, but the beauty of the Sustainability Passport is that it gives you a great idea on how you can actually achieve this. So Myra is going to give us a little more background.
The Sustainability Passport is a new initiative by Changemakers Donegal. And what we've done is we've come up with five guides to a more sustainable life in Donegal.
Yeah.
So for some people, sustainability can be a bit nebulous and overwhelming.
Mm.
And we've decided to break it down into three easy steps. So what we're encouraging people to do is to sign up to the passport and to take a focus on one of five areas in their life.
Right.
So it could depend on what, you know, if they're a homeowner or not, or what they're interested in. But our five guides are water and energy, reuse and recycle, responsible consumption, biodiversity and gardening, and equality and inclusion. So let's say you're like the evening we had here in Letterkenny tonight. If you're interested in how can you reuse and recycle, or how can I be more responsible or ethical about my consumption, you can decide to take three actions in your life to be more sustainable. So you could start giving clothes to charity, you could start upcycling, or you could attend a training event to build your skills. And then you simply upload your story. You come to Changemakers, you tell us what you've done, send us a photo, and then we'll award you a certificate.
Okay, and can you get multiple certificates for each area, or how does it work?
You can do, actually, yeah. So the Sustainability Passport is targeted at individuals, community groups, businesses, and social enterprises. So obviously all those different audiences will approach it in different ways, but our ultimate vision would be that anybody who engages with us would be, you know, let's say a community group like the Letterkenny Tidy Towns focuses on biodiversity and gardening, but then the following year they could focus on reuse and recycle or responsible consumption. So ultimately we want people to take action in all those areas, but we have to make it easy for people and for it to be a supportive journey.
Okay, so this is open to individuals, community groups, businesses and social enterprises, which really means it's open to absolutely everyone. And the point of this tour is to give you a jumping off point, a solid foundation to start with. There are five routes, which is water and energy, reuse and recycle, responsible consumption, biodiversity and gardening, and equality and inclusion. So pick one to start off with, and as Myra says, just follow the guide.
The guides tell you, you know, the state of affairs. They tell you why this is important, why you should take action. But also you get access to an online library full of resources that could take you on a really authentic journey in your business or with your community group. It's a load of information, but it's a guide. It breaks it down, and it guides you on how to take action.
It's the kind of thing then that could be used for children. Is it a good kind of way to show them as an incentive nearly?
That's a lovely point. I mean, Changemakers Donegal is now in its 12th year. We're funded by Irish Aid to cater to adults in Donegal. But it's a great thing that you raise, because of course the family unit or the classroom or the school could do so much with the sustainability passport. So you can imagine a local school in Donegal deciding, let's do a wildflower garden in the front of our school. And then, of course, the kids go home and say, the wildflower garden is lovely at school. Why don't we do it in our housing estate? Or why don't we do it in our house? So we would really love that, actually, to work with Donegal schools for each of them to take on a passport. in their school.
See, it's all there. And what a great incentive for children too. There's five to collect and you can cover such a range of activities like planting flowers, as Myra said, or making a rain collector for watering flowers or for washing cars. And for businesses, take on the energy route and see where you can save. Listen back to our episode on running a sustainable business with Eddie Bradley and conquer both. There's grants on offers too, which you could become eligible for through the SEAI. And you'll hear more about that with Eddie. There will be a link to the Sustainable Passport on our website, HighlandRadio.com, as well as more tips on how you can get your hands on one of these passports. That will also be on our socials and ours2protect.ie. That's all from me. Thank you again to Myra McAuliffe from Changemakers for chatting to me, Anya Sweeney for her work on social media, and Kevin Fury for producing. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.